From the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hey, I'm Lexi Cartwright.
And I'm Andrew Bucklow.
And this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Tuesday, the 4th of May.
Aussie cricket great Michael Slater has unloaded on Prime Minister Scott Morrison following the Australian government's decision to block citizens from returning home from India. Now, Slater has been commentating for the Indian Premier League, but escaped earlier this week as the country's coronavirus situation worsened. More than 8,000 Aussies in India desperately want to return home, but face fines and jail time if they do so. Slater tweeted overnight, "If our government cared for the safety of Aussies, they would allow us to get home. It's a disgrace. Blood on your hands, PM. How dare you treat us like this? How about you sort out the quarantine system?"
In other news, Queensland's Deputy Premier Stephen Miles has denied he used the C-bomb to describe Scott Morrison.
Oh my.
Mr. Miles was speaking at a Labor Day event when he stumbled over the word contrast. Have a listen.
"Allo's here with us at Labor Day while Scott Morrison's charging $5,000 a head to have dinner with him. What a contrast.
Mr. Miles said later that he stuttered and would never use language like that to describe the PM.
To sport now, and a bombshell report has exposed a toxic culture in Australian gymnastics. The review by the Australian Human Rights Commission found there was a failure at all levels to protect gymnasts, mostly young girls, from physical, sexual and emotional abuse. The commission received more than 100 written submissions and conducted interviews with current and former athletes and coaching staff. Now, Gymnastics Australia has since released an apology to all athletes who have experienced any abuse and promised it would implement all of the report's recommendations.
Overseas now, and Facebook's independent oversight board has reached a decision on whether to allow Donald Trump back on the platform. The former US president has been barred from publishing on Facebook and Instagram since January 7, the day after his supporters attacked the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. The company will announce their decision tomorrow night.
We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like, choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To royal news, and Prince Harry has spoken publicly for the first time since Prince Philip's funeral. He appeared at the Vax Live concert in California to promote vaccine equity.
"Because this pandemic will not end unless we act collectively with an unprecedented commitment to our shared humanity. The vaccine must be distributed to everyone, everywhere. We cannot rest or truly recover until there is fair distribution to every corner of the world."
The concert also featured performances from Jennifer Lopez, Eddie Vedder and Foo Fighters and will stream on May 8.
And it's been revealed how they will replace Samantha in the upcoming Sex and the City reboot.
All right.
Three women of colour will join Miranda, Carrie and Charlotte's friendship group in the 10-episode revival. It's also been revealed that Carrie's ex, Aiden, will appear in the series, but Mr. Big won't.
Oh, Aiden's better than Mr. Big anyway. That's it from the newsroom. We'll be back in the afternoon with another update.
Your update from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
"There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian."
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
"Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church."
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.